Oh, okay.
House Committee on Business and Consumer Affairs on Thursday, January 24, 1991, at 1:15 p.m. in the hearing room at the State Capitol Building. This is a work session for introduction of measures for the Oregon Trail Lawyers Association, LC 1368-2, 1368-3, LC 1365 and 1366, followed by a public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2297 and House Bill 2298, and a public hearing on House Bill 2123.
Committee members. In fact, I'll go over the agenda so the people in the audience also know. We will have an introduction of some measures as committee bills, which will only take a couple of minutes. Then we will have a public hearing and no work session on the two auto body bills that we dealt with the other day, House Bills 2297 and 98. And then at 2 o'clock, we will begin a public hearing on House Bill 2123, which deals with real estate appraisers. And we'll begin that at 2 o'clock sharp. If we need to, we'll recess for a while if we have time in between. Okay, Terry? Would you like to tell us briefly what these LCs are that we've been requested to introduce as committee measures? Okay.
First, we have LC 1368-2, and this measure allows a person injured in a vehicle accident to retain personal injury protection benefits to extent that amount of actual damages exceeds amount of collected at fault party. We do have a sponsor.
Yeah, who is that?
Charles.
At the request of.
It's at the request of Charles Williamson from the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Okay, well, I think since it's only a request for introduction, we don't need testimony if unless some of the committee members wish. Okay, can we have a motion to on this? This would be for introduction as a committee
chairman,
bill, request of the Oregon Trial Lawyers.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Committee on Business and Consumer Affairs introduce LC 1368-2 at the request of OTLA, the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Discussion?
Could it be introduced?
Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Barnes?
Aye.
Nato?
Aye.
Oakley?
Aye.
Stein? Walden?
Aye.
Reichen? Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, Terry, next one.
Okay, the next issue is also related to insurance, LC 1368-3. Summary on this bill is that it provides that under insurance benefits are excess over amounts recovered from other motor vehicle liability insurance. This has been introduced, brought to our committee at the request of the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Mr. Chairman, I would move introduction as a committee bill at the request of the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association, LC 1368-3.
Okay. Any discussion? Any objection? Motion passes.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the next LC is number LC 1365. This relates to motor vehicle insurance. In brief summary, it allows certain motor vehicle liability insurance policy disputes at the discretion of insured to be decided by arbitration or in small claims department of district court or small claims department of justice court. It expands a record that can be submitted to small claims hearing in certain cases. And this has been brought before a committee by the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Representative Walden.
Mr. Chair, I move introduction of LC 1365 by the Committee on Business Consumer Affairs. Be noted at the request of the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Any discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. Terry?
LC 1366 relates to insurance. Provides attorney fees and costs to prevailing party and personal injury protection benefits, arbitration proceeding, allows for single arbitrator to conduct proceeding at option of insurer. This measure has been brought to our before the committee by the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Business Consumer Affairs Committee introduce LC 1366 at the request of OTLA, the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association.
Any discussion? Any objection? Motion passes. Okay, we will now open a public hearing on House Bill 2297 Terry, would you like to just give us the subject of it?
Yes, House Bill 2297 is related to motor vehicles. Essentially, what this bill is designed to do is to simplify the definition of totaled vehicle and requires the Motor Vehicles Division to brand title and registration with the word totaled. The bill requires an insurer who declares a vehicle totaled to obtain the plates and registration from the owner and return them to the Department of Motor Vehicles if the owner has not already done so. In order to increase the number of owners who report when their vehicles are totaled, the owner's legal obligation to do so would be printed on the DMV accident report form. And a brief background on this is automobiles that have been totaled are repaired and sold without new owners being aware of the vehicle's history. And this raises a problem both for safety and consumer protection.
Okay, Mr. Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Powell, representing State Farm Insurance Companies. You know, we testified on House Bill 2297, the last hearing, and noted that we had a few of the provisions that we would request changes in, although we were not opposed to a branding law. And Mr. Muir, who is with me representing the proponents of the bill, and I, we've agreed to get all of the parties together and to work on amendments that would be amenable to those parties. So we would just simply ask for some time to do that.
Okay. Questions by committee members?
I would agree with it. I think there needs to be some time to iron up some difficulties here.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to testify on House Bill 2297? If not, public hearing is closed. And we will open a hearing on House Bill 2298. Terry?
Okay, Mr. Chair, House Bill 2298 creates a state board to license and regulate auto body repair shops. The board would be empowered to set standards for these shops, inspect the shops on a regular schedule, and determine and impose civil penalties for violations of the provisions of this act. After July 1, 1993, operating an auto body shop without a license would be a Class A misdemeanor. In an effort to find and brand the titles of destroyed total vehicles, which are still repairable, auto body shops would be required to report to the Motor Vehicles Division when they repaired such cars, unless compensation for the repairs came from insurance companies. Insurance contracts will carry provisions that the insurer will not reimburse the car owners or the body shops if repairs are made in unlicensed shops. The licensing board would require a startup appropriation from the general fund, which would need to be repaid from licensing fees and fines by June 30, 1995. And this has come about from with the new unibody car construction cars. It is increasingly important that wrecked cars are fixed properly so that they are safe and the customer receives his or her money's worth.
Okay, is there anyone who wishes to testify on House Bill 2298? Okay, committee members, I know that the sponsors are working on some additional language for this bill also, and so we're going to have to give them a little time also to get their language together and bring it back to us. Any further discussions, questions? If not, the hearing is closed on House Bill 2298, and we will take a 30-minute recess. We will reconvene at 2 o'clock. To open a public hearing on House Bill 2123. This may be the most important bill of the session for us. It deals with appraisers and is a bill, the subject of which at least, must clear the legislature or the mortgage lending business in the state will just shut down by July 1st.
So we'll be back here at 2 o'clock?
Yes, be here, please, right at 2, because I know that our witnesses will be ready to go right at that minute. So we're in recess. And we are now opening a public hearing on House Bill 2123. Terry, would you like to give us a summary, please?
Okay, Mr. Chairman. In House Bill 2123, the bill would lift from the existing real estate license law all references to real estate appraisers and appraisals, which would be enacted in separate statute as required by federal regulations. The bill would establish appraiser licensing and certification procedures. Administration of this proposed statute would be by the Real Estate Commissioner with an advisory board who would be responsible for the licensing and regulation of the appraisers and responsible for establishing the standards of appraisals. This administrative procedure is used with the existing law. This has come about through requirements brought forth by the enactment of Title 11 of Public Law 101-73, the Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act of 1989. This has necessitated changes to the existing Oregon Appraiser Licensing Program by means of establishing a regulatory program for the certification and licensing of real estate appraisers whose appraisals would be utilized in transactions involving federal monies. All states are required to have licensing regulatory program in place by July 1, 1991, or have obtained an extension of 6 months, which is provided for in Public Law 101-73. Historically, Oregon has regulated real estate appraisers since 1929, originally by means of a real estate broker's license, and then in 1969 with a license for appraisal activity only. The Real Estate Commissioner has been the administrator for this licensing program.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, Mr. Bronner.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Frank Bronner with the Oregon Bankers Association. May I respectfully suggest that the real estate agency, who we've just discussed the bill with, and it is their bill, we'd appreciate it very much if they could talk a little bit about the situation we find ourselves in, and then we're ready to go.
Okay, fine, we'll do. Morella Larson, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Morella Larson, Real Estate Commissioner for the State of Oregon. I have some prepared testimony, which I believe you do have a copy of. I won't go through all of it, but I'll try to highlight it and maybe make references to some of the exhibits that we've provided for you for background information. As your committee administrator indicated, this has been something with the real estate agency since 1929, and we have successfully administered this program, but under the requirements of the new federal law, which is referenced in the second paragraph in my printed material there, Congress enacted the Financial Institution Reform, Recovery, Enforcement Act of 1989. It's known as Title 11. The Title 11 is the chapter that makes reference to the appraisals and the appraiser situation. That Title 11 is in my prepared testimony there as Exhibit A. So if you want to read what it is that the feds actually passed in the first place, that's there for you. The concept for House Bill 2123, of course, came about early on because that's the process that we have to comply with, and we started this process well over a year ago to begin to pull it together to figure out how we were going to keep appraisers in business in the state of Oregon, and that was the goal of the real estate agency, of course. What 2123 did or does is actually lift the references to real estate appraisers out of our real estate statute, sets them out separate into a new statute, and then establishes the required licensing levels that the federal level does require, two levels rather than one as we have at this time, a certified and a licensed. And Exhibit B does show what the difference is in licensing, what you need to have to do certain types of transactions. There have been many challenges along the way. We have grown into this whole issue because it started, I think, in 1987 is the first letter I wrote on it that I can find in our file. And so we have grown with multitudes of information and documentation, and some of it is frivolous, some of it is enlightening, and some of it probably is just useless. But it is, as I've often told people, many trees have paid the ultimate price for this whole bill at this point, and we still aren't there. One of the problems we've had in here is the inability to determine who really has the authority under the federal bill. That's been a great point of discussion. And as you read that Title 11, I think you'll find that to be true because it's difficult to determine who is supposed to do what. It's also been very difficult to know what is acceptable under the federal standards, to know who to talk to, who the players are, and in general just getting definitive answers. And I think that's indicative because in Exhibit C, the boilerplate that is added into all the states that they have reviewed, you'll notice has a reference to how they will approve it, and then that it has the caveat that maybe this isn't an approval anyway. We have been told that what the federal agencies plan to do is to let the states go ahead and enact whatever it is they can enact, and then they will, at a later time, do an actual on-site state-by-state audit of the program to determine if it is comply. That, of course, is what adds to the fear of our people in the state of Oregon, because it does raise the point of what happens to loans that were made under a program which may later be determined to be non-complying. And that's the real problem under this bill. Last year, we had task force meetings with industry representatives and financial institutions and anybody else that was interested in this bill. At our final meeting on December 14th, excuse me, the issue was raised for the first time as to the appropriateness of the real estate agency and the administrator of that agency being the real estate commissioner, whether that was appropriate to have that person, that place, as the domicile of this particular bill. And so at that point, I think you'll find it in Exhibit F, we made the decision that we would pull out of this because that was too much of a concern to us and to the industries. And so in the last page of Exhibit F, second paragraph from the end, to avert the potential crisis in Oregon of real estate lending, the real estate commissioner has withdrawn the request to administer the and discipline the appraisers as she does the other real estate licensees. And actions are being taken to prepare necessary legislation to place the real estate appraiser licensing discipline under an appraiser-run body within the Office of the State, Secretary of State. Of course, that decision is up to you, however you want to handle that, but we felt that it was an obligation of ours at that point to pull out of it and not cause a crisis or conflict, because that's not what our intent is at all. Our intent was only to keep the appraisal business functioning in the state of Oregon, of course, with a bill to change it, since we already licensed and regulated, and that's why our bill is there in the first place. There's two issues in here that I do need to bring to your attention, though, that as we lift this out of our real estate statute, and it'll have to be lifted out no matter where it goes or how it's administered, as we lift this out of our real estate statute, we will probably need some technical amendments in there to make sure that the integrity of our real estate statute stays intact, because as we look at some of the drafting that was done, sometimes it's been removed but not replaced, and so we're going to have to watch our real estate statute closely, because it is our intention to keep the real estate statute just status quo, not affect it as we lift out the appraiser references, because the appraiser references are wound and woven all the way through it. And then secondly, for your information, in that Title 11, if you look at that, they make reference to real estate related transactions utilizing appraisers, and then quote, in connection with federally related transactions. That's very broad. We don't know for sure what it means. We don't know if anybody really knows what it means. But we do know that it's a very broad statement that Congress has laid on us, saying that if you use federal monies, you're going to have to use certain qualified appraisers to do any of the appraising. And, of course, the threat is that they would not loan money to a state through any of the federal programs if they did not have the right appraisers to do it. So that set us out to thinking how many statutes in the state of Oregon have the word appraiser or appraisal in them. So we had legislative counsel do a word search, and you'll see on Exhibit D the list of places that appraiser and appraisal has been found and the places that probably will need to be addressed at some point in this whole process. The fiscal considerations have already been removed from our budget. We have had those pulled out. The fiscal impact to our agency due to the removal is not significant. To remove 400 licensees from our licensing group is not significant at all. The fiscal impact to our agency would be much greater if we were to be the regulator or the administrator on this program. And I have provided you with some other copies. One of them was a copy of a letter that was written in 1989 to Robert S. Lawrence, Executive Secretary of the Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council, known as FIFIAC. And that has just a little bit of background information for you, a little bit of food for thought. And then the Exhibit F, which I referred to earlier, excuse me, was written to Marilyn Kaiser at the time she was still Deputy Secretary of State, for some background information for her to understand what it was kind of all about. And because it had the Genesis time frame and also on the second page participants, I thought maybe it might be important to you to begin to understand the players in this so you can determine how you best make the policy decision for the state of Oregon. And with that, I will close, because the decision is really one of the state of Oregon as to how it is you'd like to have this whole process handled.
Okay, Marilyn, maybe you can tell us what Title 11 attempts to solve, assuming that there is a problem.
Okay, Title 11, Mr. Chairman, was in 1985, Congressman Bernard from Georgia determined that there was something wrong with our failing savings and loans, and so he headed a subcommittee, which then proceeded to meet and determine what happened. They determined that part of the reason that savings and loans had been failing was because of faulty or fraudulent appraisals. That's the way the report reads that they put out. And therefore, appraisers should be licensed. And what they determined at that point were several things. Number one, most states did not regulate or license appraisers. And so they set about enacting Title 11 to cure this problem, to set up standards for real estate appraisers in their activities, licensing, regulation, and standards for the appraisal. And then they set about establishing a hierarchy of people, starting with the FIFIAC, and then the subcommittee, then the foundation, then the standards board, and the qualifications board off from that. And in this process, it's become very difficult to really determine who are the authorities, really, frankly. And that's why the gentleman from FIFIAC that spoke to my counterpart's national convention indicated that the way they were going to handle it was to let every state do whatever it was that they could get done, because some states have had a tremendous problem starting from scratch. I'm not sure that's any worse than Oregon starting from something, tell you the truth. But they determined that they were going to let every state do what they could, and then they would review later, make suggestions, recommendations, and go from there. So it was basically to cure what they foresaw as part of the contributing factor to the failing savings and loans.
Thank you. Further questions by committee members?
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Barnes.
Morella, did I hear you correct that you would not be administering this program if this was carried through?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnes, we originally had the bill drafted because it was a licensing area that we regulated. So to correct it, we had House Bill 2123 drafted. After our last task force meeting in December, and at that meeting we had, I won't say testimony, but it wasn't that formal, it was a work session, but we had people testifying basically that they were concerned about the impact this would have on financial institutions should they use appraisers that were approved under the system that Oregon approved, our bill, House Bill 2123, and then should the loan go, or should the feds decide we were non-complying, then what would happen to those loans? And that's the problem the financial institutions have, and there are other people here who are more adept at answering that and explaining that to you than I am, Representative Barnes. But that's where the fear. So we bailed out of it, frankly, at that point and said, wait, we aren't willing to take that risk either, and neither were they. Nobody was, frankly, to try and determine who should be the regulator. But as House Bill 2123 is, the real estate agency would be the body, and the real estate commissioner as the administrator, not necessarily the real estate commissioner, but as the administrator, would be the administrator of this bill. Now, I understand Mr. Browner has other bill idea substitutions, so that would change because that's where it goes from here, and then I'll let them testify on that.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Browner.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Frank Bronner with the Oregon Bankers Association and the State Chartered Banks of Oregon. We are going to contribute to further use of our trees this afternoon. And I am most thankful for this opportunity. And I want to commend at the outset the real estate commissioner and her department. We have had countless meetings on this issue, and I'm most grateful that she brings us to this point. In the 26 years that I've been dealing with the Congress of the United States, I have never seen such a mess as this mess. Morella said that there's difficulty trying to determine what's real. There are five federal agencies involved in a board of directors, if you will, to try to administer Title 11 of FIREA. No one is in charge. So consequently, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I can call the office of the Comptroller of Currency this afternoon and ask a question and get an answer. And then I can call the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and ask a question and get a different answer. They are attempting to implement a law that, in my opinion, is overreaction in a classic sense. Any loan over, any real estate transaction over $50,000, if you are any kind of financial institution except a Fed member, and obviously the OCC involves Fed members, as you know, Mr. Chair, they're still at $100,000, but this involves any transaction over $50,000. Now, the difficulties in Texas and elsewhere have been land development loans, large loans. They're not single-family mortgages, and yet they're going to be impacted. But we come not to argue the bill. We come to present to you what we think has to happen, and happen in a very timely fashion if real estate lending continues after July 1st. At least from federally insured depositories and on federally related transactions. That is the current deadline, not only to have legislation passed in Oregon, but to have it implemented, including a board, including the rules, including recertification and licensing of those that currently appraise, July 1st. And that's why we're most grateful for this opportunity. We have a series of handouts, and my errand boy, who will later become our counsel, will. I wanted you to see what FIREA causes, and if it weren't so terribly important, it would be funny, but that is an organizational chart of FIREA. Ken, you were supposed to give that over here to the committee clerk. There are absent members, and please give the rest of them over there. Anyway, enough of what it has done to the world. You have one copy of Title 11. Here is another copy. I didn't realize that Morella was going to cut down her trees, too. Then I want you to know that Oregon is unique because we didn't meet last year. This law became effective, was signed by the President on August 8th of 1989. We did not meet in 90, and neither did five other states. The rest of the states had a chance to pursue this, to try to interpret. So we are blessed by learning from the mistakes of others. I'm not sure that the picture gets any clearer. That's why we have such a terribly difficult timeline to meet. And let me speak just briefly. We have asked for a six-month extension nationwide for the implementation of this act. There is the opportunity, if that fails, for Oregon to ask for a six-month extension because of our unique circumstances. And, Mr. Chair, later, if that becomes necessary, we would ask this group to help us in that request because it may be impossible to implement. So we have letters back from that board of directors talking about other states and their legislation and what happened. Ken, you're just getting a few of them. Each of these are letters back to the states that have adopted legislation telling that state what's wrong. And we then took those letters with others and analyzed them, and here is a two-page summary of those letters as to what the Federal Subcommittee in charge of appraiser licensing, what they determined was the deficiencies in all of these states. Now, this lists 19 states. 26 states have now acted, Mr. Chair, and we don't have the other seven, but no state at this point has been certified, and I believe the Real Estate Commissioner is correct that they're going to allow us to proceed and then come around and audit and say your act is deficient. And what happens at that point in time to those appraisals that have been made with a deficiency statute, I just don't want to cross that bridge if we don't have to. So, there's one more handout dealing with the past, and I apologize, it's a little out of order. This is a summary of what's, you don't have to read Title 11 if you don't want to. Here's a summary of what's in Title 11. Prepared by the American Bankers Association. So thanks to the Oregon Appraisal Foundation, the realtors of this state, the SNLs, the mortgage bankers, and our own membership, we have been meeting to try to find a tolerable solution. One of the things that is in Title 11 is the statement that you cannot have this administered by an agency that is connected in any way, shape, or form, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, with the real estate transaction. That means that this, in our opinion, can't be housed in banking, it can't be housed in insurance, it can't be housed in the housing agency, nor can it be housed in the real estate agency. We have here the proposed alternative and a section by section, and when we get this in your hands, then we would like to go through this alternative. We are blessed in one way with, there are a couple people now on staff with this appraisal board who have promised to informally review our bill and give us informal comments, whatever that means. And